Hey, remember to subscribe and follow my podcast so when I release a new episode, you get a notification. And follow me on Instagram. Yes, King Oliver. I am very active on there. Have a great day and enjoy the episode. Differently based on what they've said. I know, for example, if I think of somebody, I will see them. Like the other day, I thought about a friend's dad from school, not seen him for 8 years. He wasn't even a friend. His dad just came into my head. I go on a walk and his dad walks past me. And I was going to sleep thinking about just like 8 people I had fights with growing up at school. Like, because they were just always picking on me and I'd sort of push back on them. And I just had a flashback of all these situations in the gym room. And, yeah. I thought of, say, 8 people, but there was one person I didn't think of in the group. I go shopping. That one person I didn't think of walks past me. And so I'm aware that my thoughts are creating all the time. So if I'm listening to somebody speak about a school situation or got up or whatever, that's part of my energy and I'm going to attract this. So simply by being in a place where you are absorbing energy from language, it's like if you're by the waterfall and you're absorbing in that powerful energy, it's having the same effect, but in a negative way. And people don't understand. Listening to somebody talk about their problems, yes, it's you're a good friend, but you've got to put one before two. That's why everyone's got problems, because we're all sharing each other's problems.
Right. Yeah, most definitely. Because you kind of, you start absorbing, yeah, that frequency and that emotion and you start resonating with it. You know, you start feeling, you know, I've had a situation like that happen to me before too. And it kind of like puts you back in that time and it gets you in that mind frame. And it, you know, those old emotions start getting triggered and whatnot. And yeah, I think it's crazy how connected we are as humans. You know, I think a lot of people feel that we are so separate, you know, but in reality, it's like we're all like reflections of each other, basically. It's like how I treat you, most likely you're going to treat me that way as well. Or if you react in a different way, I'm going to react that way as well. You know, it's like we're constantly kind of reflecting and adapting off of each other. But most definitely, I think it is important to have time alone. Like, I know that has really helped me, like, as I kind of, like, have come into, like, my power and, like, my really unraveling myself. I know that I've had to go through times of just being, like, kind of lonely in a sense. But in that loneliness, I've found that, like, I'm not alone. You know, I'm with myself and that's really all I need. And like maybe my higher power, you know, I've found like my higher power within nature or within myself or however that resonates with every individual. But I think once you realize that, it gives you this sense of ability to just be okay no matter what and like know that you can handle it. And of course, human connection is so valuable and precious, and you're more able to see, okay, is this connection really for me? Like, is it raising my vibration or is it bringing me down? Because I know that I'm okay being on my own. So if this isn't, you know, helping me or nourishing me, then it's probably not for me.
Yeah. I always say to people, friends should elevate you to feel better or you feel the exact same with them as if you're by yourself. There's no point spending all that time and energy and effort getting ready and going out to see somebody if you feel the exact same by yourself. Now, obviously, it's a choice. You can choose to go for a walk by yourself or cook food by yourself. So you could say seeing a friend, if it's the same feeling, it's a choice. But the whole point of seeing a friend is they elevate you. You get excited when you're with them. You want to see them again. You miss them. If you're not feeling like I really enjoyed that, I want to see them again, they didn't serve any purpose. Yeah. I haven't seen friends. I've not gone out with friends. I don't have any friends. 7 years ago, I said goodbye to my childhood friends growing up who were just there from school. Like, I had no choice. Because even though, like, we didn't fall out or anything, I just wasn't feeling like, just like it was a pattern. It's almost like I'm having a takeaway every day that it wasn't a treat anymore, right? Rather than having it once a week, I wasn't getting that, I love being with you, I want to see you again. It was just the same old boring bullshit through no fault of their own. And it all comes down to you need to feel elevated with anything you do. Otherwise, you might as well be alone. Like, I go out for walks at nighttime by myself. I see animals. I speak to when the birds tweet, I tweet back, even if they're not really speaking to me. I just sort of go, and then I imagine that they're speaking back to me, even though they're probably not. Yeah. I see frogs on the floor when the rain cut when it's raining. I see squirrels. I'm part of nature and animals that I feel on such a height by myself with the fucking tree and a squirrel. I don't need to be with somebody down the pub or the bar who are just going to talk shit. They're just going to go out for a fag. They're just going to drink alcohol and moan about their problems. Like, obviously, I can't. I want everyone to be happy and peaceful, but the reality is you can't. So you got to put one first. And there's enormous power of being lonely but not feeling alone. No, hang on, I said that wrong. There's enormous power with being alone but not feeling lonely.
Right. 100%. I totally agree. And you like kind of what you were saying, once you feel comfortable just kind of being alone, especially in nature, and you start looking to other sources of having a companion, such as trees, plants, animals, for sure, other life forms. You know, I think people forget that these are other life forms with a consciousness and emotions and a life, you know, and we definitely have a connection to them as well. Like, they're there for a reason. And, you know, they say, like, the dog is the man's best friend. Like, yeah, that is so true. But, like, you can find that in, like a bird or a squirrel or anything. And it's tapping into that frequency, you know. It's almost like that telepathic type communication. I know that's getting kind of woo-woo probably for some people, but it's like, it's totally a thing. And I think what's important to remember is, like, we create our own reality. So any self-limiting thought that you're putting on yourself or reality, like if you're saying, well, that's just not possible, like I need to see it to believe it type thing. Yeah, like that's valid, but that's also cutting yourself off from so many possibilities out there.
Like if you think about, okay, I've got an uncle in Australia, which I do, to see him, I'll have to go to the airport, travel on the plane for say 24 hours and then see him, right? If I think of him, or used to, or, you know, whatever, if I think of him, he'll message me. I've got somebody in Canada who was thinking of me, and I couldn't sleep because they were thinking of me, and I had to get up and go to the other room and text them saying, will you stop fucking thinking of me? Like, because yeah. I knew she was thinking of me, like, I couldn't get her out of my head. So I had to be like, are you thinking of me? And then she was like, yeah, I'm going through some issues. I was just thinking about you. I'm like, well, I'm trying to sleep. Like, can you stop? And to hear that, yeah. That's fucking crazy. Like, I'm in bed. I can't get you off my head. I know you're thinking of me. I go into the other room. I text you saying, stop fucking thinking of me. That sounds crazy, right? But the same as like when I thought about my friend's dad from school.
No, it's so
him.
Valid.
If you look at the earth and think, okay, well, my uncle's billions of miles away, for example, you'll think, well, how can he think of you? But if you look at the earth, zoom out, and then you see like Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto. You go out more, you see the galaxy, and then you see there's different layers. So you've got like the galaxy, universe, whatever, right? And you keep going out and you realize the Earth is just a little tiny dot amongst billions of other dots. And right. So if we're all in this energy, what makes you think that if he's in Australia and she's in Canada and I'm in England, I'm simply next door to you on the dot. If you think about planets, Earth is next door to see Mars. It's just like a next door neighbor. You go around asking for some milk or whatever, but you zoom out into the universe. All of a sudden, you're not on this rock and Australia is, say, thousands of miles away. You're literally next door and we're all connected. So why wouldn't I be able to think of somebody in Australia? Just like, why can't you go to your neighbor's house and get milk? It's the same thing. But if you see it, it's just, I'm physically here. You're physically in America, wherever you are. You wouldn't understand. But that is a really powerful way to understand. If you can see, zoom out from Earth and you keep going back and back and back and back and back, you realize, fucking hell, this rock is just tiny.
We're so tiny. Exactly. Yeah. We're a little speck of dust within so many different specks. And I think traveling really like opened me up to that idea. Like when I was in Southeast Asia, you know, I take a bus or whatever that's all the way on the other side of the country. And yeah, it takes me like maybe 10 hours, but it just put me in that perspective. Like it's, you know, like a 5-hour drive or something that's across the state is like, it's right there. It's like your next door neighbor. I think we get so put in this bubble, you know what I mean? Of like, we're just kind of stuck and like everything around us is like all that kind of matters. Like someone who lives so far away, it's just kind of irrelevant because they're just not right here. But in reality, like, yeah, we are still so connected in so many different ways. And you know, what you said about like, you can feel when someone is like thinking about you. I totally think that is a true thing as well. And what is even like more funny is like, say like you're kind of dating someone, like someone new, you know, and you're both kind of in that new, like, oh, just kind of excited. And you know what I mean? And you can just like feel that person thinking about you and you're like, am I going crazy? Like, please just stop. And, you know, I think, like meditating is like so key for that, because sometimes like when I'm trying to sleep, like what you just said, like I'm like, you know, hearing all these like thoughts or like I'm like feeling someone's energy and I'm just like, just stop. Like I need to like mellow out my mind and get it back to this present state, because I will just like go and go and go in these circles, you know.
But what's so fascinating about this situation is this person in Canada, I've never met them. Like, I just came across them online and we started speaking for like a week. I'd never met them. And yet consistently for like 3 days, we were consistently thinking about each other. And what's amazing is when we stopped thinking about each other, we weren't thinking about each other. So you can actually know when someone's thinking of you. For example, if you think about a friend just once, they could have thought about you and then let it go. Or you could have, say, looked at a photo or seen something on TV which triggered off them. And then you think about them. So that's just one. But if you think about them again, it means that they picked up your thought about you, you thought about them, and they thought about you again and again and again and again. Like they chose to keep thinking more of you, and like they kept you on your mind, their mind, for longer than just, oh, I'll give her a call, go out for dinner one day. They were thinking consistently and longer and other things. That is how you know when someone's thinking of you, because they're not just on your mind and then you go back to doing something else. You literally can't get them off your mind. Like they are just the forefront of, why the fuck is this song going around in my head? Why am I thinking of this person? And the answer is because they're thinking of you.
Right, exactly. Like it's almost like not even a choice, you know, like you have to be so deliberate in like, okay, like this has to stop. And you can notice a difference because you can feel when it's like you just kind of naturally think of them, like they just pop in your mind, because it's almost like the feeling of the thought is a little softer, I would say. But once you get into that like repetitive thinking back and forth, it feels almost like it's slightly forced, you know, it's just a heavier type of thought. And it's right here, like in the center of your brain, rather than coming from like behind.
It's like being in love, like you can't get them off your mind. You're like, oh my God, like what's just happened? It's, as you say, it's the same type of thing. Like I know for a fact that when I'm thinking about somebody, they're thinking about me. But then if we're not thinking about each other because we're busy, there is no thoughts. They're not in my mind. So that significant difference of when you're thinking versus when you're not, it is significant. And that's why people should always react or respond to a thought, because there's a meaning behind it. Thinking of your nan, she's thinking of you. Like, don't just think, oh, I'll see it at Christmas. Like, reach out, go round. And when I went to America with my uncle, I did Route 66. I traveled from LA to Vegas. It was like 3 days or whatever. Those days, just the time flew past, because everything I saw was different. I was along the mountains, I was along the roads, I saw trucks, I saw desert, I saw ocean. Everything was new. Whereas when you live in, say, a certain place and you always travel an hour to work, it's just boring, fucking hell, can't wait to get home. But traveling, as you said, you'd purposely go 7 hours on the bus just so you could see the fucking world, right? And then time doesn't exist because you're so engaged on, oh my God, look at that, oh my God, like
it's just amazing. Part of the journey.
And so
you're appreciating it.
It's not travel, it's being present. Like you're traveling, but you're not traveling, you're being present, because you're in that moment. You just happen to be on a bus which is sort of teleporting you to the next island. So traveling really does make you see the whole world differently.
It does. It just, like, it opens up.
Because of how shitty life is when you come home.
Right, totally. And I think it can act as just such a reset, you know, like right now I'm so like yearning for it. I need to just like go on a road trip or something with like the quarantine, like, you know, that feeling of being like forced to kind of to stay in like one spot. Like, I'm so thankful that where I live, it's a little bit more relaxed, I would say, like with the quarantine, definitely, like we were still allowed to like go out in nature and stuff like that. So like, that's really what saved me is like going on a hike, like every day, trying to social distance myself, you know, or whatever. But yeah, just being outside like every single day. And that's like still what I have to do no matter what, you know. But I think, yeah, there's something about traveling. I know for me that like it resets me in a way. It kind of brings me back to like my core like values and really seeing life for what it is, because I think we get so caught up in all these dramas that we create, or like these standards, these expectations of like.
The next part of this podcast will be released very soon. Make sure you have subscribed and notifications are turned on. Stay tuned, everyone.